Amen. Amen. Hope College, how are you doing? There you go. That's a question. All right. Appreciate that. So if you went on an immersion trip, raise your hand. All right. Represent. Shout out to the New Orleans crew. Anybody here from the trip? There you go. All right. My wife and I led an immersion trip to New Orleans, the Crescent City, the Big Easy, and it was awesome, but I am still tired. So y'all pray for us. So I have the great privilege of introducing our speaker for this morning in our senior witness sort of series, where seniors that we select each spring share their witness. They testify to what God has done in their life, particularly over their career here at Hope College. This is Joshua Konge. Y'all give it up for him. Joshua is a senior, of course. He's a biomechanical engineering major, and he's from the great city of St. Louis, Missouri. And he's going to share. So y'all welcome him to the pulpit.
Before coming to Hope, I was extremely quiet and stayed within my own bubble. I was very fearful that I was not going to make friends. I carried a deep fear of rejection and abandonment due to my father not being present during my childhood. Because of these fears, I desired to have control over my life and the events around me. At that time, I did not realize that my fears would actually rule the way I pursued my college career. I figured that Hope was going to be the place where I made it big. No more introvert and all the extrovert. I started out in the Phelps Scholars Program with a lot of really interesting people. For those of you that aren't familiar with this program, the Phelps Scholars is an academic, residential, and social program which aims to bridge the gap between cultures and encourages intercultural community during your first year. I like to think back to freshman year and imagine that I was fun to be around. But in reality, I was just that one guy with the really weird laugh. For those of you that have had the unfortunate experience of being around me while I am laughing, I'm sorry. I like to think that all my ideas of being an extrovert and an adventurous person came out in the form of a really high-pitched laugh. But I guess I'll never really know. I spent a lot of freshman year making friendships my end goal. I was all over the place and talked to anybody that would give me the time of day. By the end of the year, however, I felt fabulous. I had made plenty of friends at Hope and managed to keep my fears of rejection and abandonment at bay, or so I thought. God and I were on great terms. After all, he was doing everything exactly right. I had great friends, using my crazy laugh. However, underneath the surface, my fears were actually dictating my relationship with God. I needed to be in control of my destiny. And as long as the Lord allowed me to reach my end goals, then everything was good. As you can probably tell by now, I wasn't actually trying to live for God's will, but rather for my own. Everything was fine in my world. I went into the summer before sophomore year feeling great. I spent the summer with family in Kenya. Being surrounded by family, great food, and getting away from cold weather was icing on an already grand year. The feeling of euphoria ended, however, 2 months into sophomore year. One of my closest friends before coming to Hope was a boy named Milo McKendy. He's the boy in the middle of the picture behind me. I'm on the right. However, unlike our album cover portrays, it didn't start out all nice. At first, Milo was my mortal enemy. Milo was the young, charismatic, extroverted, crazy kid. He held all the class and he knew it. I was the young, introverted, tame kid, as you can probably tell by that picture. I had little to no class. We were different in almost every way, and I wanted anything but to deal with him. Our biggest difference, however, is what brought us together. Milo was diagnosed with sickle cell anemia at birth, and this meant that many of our hangouts and our sleepovers were spent in the hospital. However, for me, Milo embodied the words said in James 1, verses 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Milo persevered through a lot of excruciating pain and suffering, but he kept his firm belief that Christ is and was the conqueror over death and suffering in this life. I left St. Louis in high spirits, but when I returned, I found my best friend fighting a losing battle to defeat his sickle cell anemia. Milo died 2 months into sophomore year. A little over a month ago, I read my FYS paper, liberal arts essay, to reflect on my time at Hope. One of the values that I talked about was my relationship with God. Before Milo died, I envisioned myself on a path with God that was going somewhere despite my selfish desires. I was making active steps to engage within different churches, going to activities to talk about faith, and strengthening my faith regarding it at Hope. This all changed, however, on October 2nd, 2015. This is the day that Milo passed on to be with Christ, and the day I decided to leave Christ in my past. Even though death is a regular part of everyone's life, God was not following the no-death policy I had written out for my life. I ran in the opposite direction of God, while God tried in every way to pursue me. I pulled away from friends and acted as if God was my best friend, when in reality, he wasn't even close. I dove into my prideful ways and allowed fear to tighten its suffocating grip on my life. I told lies, and I allowed those lies to take over my life. Looking back on the ways that I engaged with a lot of the people that I called friends and God until earlier this year, I caused a lot of damage and didn't want to accept or admit that. I was actively moving away from God while putting on the facade of a good Christian. Thankfully, God does not stop pursuing me despite my transgressions against others and him. Words of wisdom and encouragement came from great friends who challenged me when I was stuck in my wicked ways, held me accountable to my actions, and never stopped loving me despite my faults. I thank the Lord for these great friends that have helped me renew my commitment to the Lord and his mission. I stand before you today still not a great Christian. I still lie, and I definitely still act prideful. But I am grateful for the ways that God is working within my life and look forward to the ways that he will continue to transform me into who I am meant to be. Colossians 1, verses 13 through 14 says, "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." God rescues us all from dead-end alleyways and dark dungeons. He sets us up in the kingdom of the Son he loves so much, the Son who got us out of the pits we were in, got rid of the sins that we were doomed to keep repeating. There may be some of you in this room today that feel or have felt that you are distant from God. This may be due to experiences that are out of your control, or fears and insecurities that have dominated your life. But despite the distance that we may feel between us and the Lord, God purchased us all willingly with his Son, Jesus Christ. As we continue to go throughout Holy Week and into Easter, let us all be reminded of the words in 1 Peter 1, verses 18 through 19. "For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. It cost God plenty to get you and me out of the dead and empty-headed lives we grew up in. He paid with Christ's sacred blood. And the amazing thing about that is that it wasn't an afterthought. God always knew that he was going to do that for you, for me. It's because of this sacrificed lamb that you and I can be confident that we have a future in Christ. And that future, my friends, is bright and beautiful. May you go in peace.